Okay, we're going to call the Found and Discovery Bay Board Directors Meeting to order. And join me with the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
President Leet.
Here.
Vice President Graves.
Here.
Director Mayer.
Here.
Director Peace.
Here.
Director Steele.
Here.
For the record, soon to be.
Soon to be.
We've already changed seats, but...
Okay, at this particular point, we're going to move into public comments. The public has the option, and if they have the desire to speak to us about anything that's not on the agenda. And we have a 3-minute time. That clock is showing up here with some lights. Anyone have some public comment? Yes, please come forward.
Thank you. Happy New Year, Board. I guess last month, because I was on vacation, but my major complaint has been the speeding. I know we met with Monish Sen with the county. I think that was back in September. And he promised some traffic surveys to be done. Lo and behold, I saw a little automated thing in front of my home. And I'm wondering, that was probably a month ago, maybe a little bit longer. I was wondering if he had perhaps communicated with this board to discuss his findings, or does anybody know how that will happen?
I haven't heard anything yet. It's in the county's hands.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Is there any other public comment? Seeing none, we'll close public comments and go to business item C1. Staff.
This particular item is your nomination at a new board. We have a staff report attached. It's done in accordance with policy 004, which is also attached to the staff.
You don't have to push it. I clicked the button for you.
Which is attached to the staff report, and it would follow that board president would be Robert Leet, board vice president Kevin Graves, president pro tempore Chris Steele. Any questions?
Any public comment? Seeing none, do I hear a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Mr. President.
Passing the ball.
Thank you. Before we move on, number one, I'd like to move item C2 down on the agenda so we can get past some of these reports and consent calendar. But first, before we... on behalf of the board and the staff and the community, I'd like to thank President Deese for his service over the last year and present him with a gavel that he can take home and does not have to leave up here at the bench. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, with that the ceremony done, can we move on to agency area report, Sheriff's Office, please?
Happy New Year.
Good evening.
Good evening. For the month of December last year, we had 479 calls for service with 26 reports taken. Looking over the reports that we've taken, I'm starting to keep track of the traffic stops that the officers start to make. And for December, we had a total of 50 of them. Community service officer that we have now started on December 26th. So we have a community service officer now handling the parking issues and code reports and stuff. Their ticketing is at 77. Property crimes, we had about 12 of them in December, which I kind of expected that to go up. And to kind of go over that, We had six reported package theft type property crimes, and the good side of that is, with the help of people calling stuff in, we were able to make a couple of arrests, two individuals that were linking to three, possibly more. We're still working on that for package theft. Another package theft with a different residence, it was a neighbor, his kid, so that's got to be taken care of. We had one residential burglary in December, kind of a little bit frightening on that. We had a juvenile in the house. The juvenile came out of one of the rooms and seen somebody in the house, ran outside to a neighbor, called the sheriff's office, we responded. The juvenile was able to pick out the person that was on the street, so we did make an arrest on that aspect too. It was a 21-year-old white male that was found responsible for that. And we did have an active alarm that the officer did respond to, and he seemed like one of the officers got there fast enough to kind of scare one away. So that was a good thing. Best advice is keep calling in suspicious persons and vehicles. It helps us tremendously. So best advice I can give. Any questions?
Can you give us an update on the radar program?
For the radar, obviously they both have handheld. The two resident deputies do have the handheld ones. We do have one vehicle back. I believe we've had it back either a week or 2 weeks now. And in fact, Deputy Ingersoll in the back, the resident deputy, he's driving that now. The other one, I can tell you it's coming back next week or 2 weeks, but who knows? As soon as we get it, they'll get it right back online.
Good. And one other question, with the front gate being moved off of Discovery back to Marina, do you see any issues, minor or major, as a result of that?
I don't, really, not that I know. The only thing that I can see, some people are going to be impatient seeing that all security might want to just go over the stop sign.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, do you have a number on the number of radar citations you guys issued?
The exact number of citations given, I don't have. I can just tell you that we had 50 traffic stops per by two officers.
I don't see CHP here, so we'll move past that item. Committee reports. Trans plan, county planning, anything? Code enforcement, there was not a meeting. And special districts are late this month. So, any other community reports that you should hear? Okay, and moving on to the consent calendar.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, moving back to item C2. Water unified. Staff.
This brings back to you the $8 million bond we've discussed in the past with consideration for whether or not the water meter cost should be included in and added to the bond, or whether it should be a hybrid addition to the bond, or whether we should deal with our reserves as far as financing the water meter project and leaving the bond as is. As an overview, we have the bond ready to approve if there's no additions to it. And if there's any particular, and we've broken down some payment plans with some actual interest costs according to those for your consideration. And if there's any detailed questions, I would invite Catherine to come up and talk to you about those.
I have some, there were just some minor revisions to some of the dollars and cents, so if we could pass that out. This is in essence the same report that you have in your packet, and if any members of the audience are interested, there's copies of this report that you're looking at right over here on the table, so please feel free to get a copy if you want. So as you know, the staff and the financial team have been working on the 2017 bond issuance, and the question that was raised at the December 21st meeting and the question before you tonight is whether or not you wish to include the $3 million. On November 29th, the actual amount was, I think, $3,111,360. Whether you want to include that amount within the existing bond offering. And at the time I told you, which is still true today, Making a decision on that would delay the bond issuance by only 30 days, which is given the process of a bond issuance is a relatively modest time, and I think that it was a good thing for the board to pause and decide whether or not this is something that you were interested in doing. And so what I have in front of you are some options, and under the, I think the operating presumption that if in fact you choose a bond repayment of 10 years, that would correlate to a 10-year payment plan, which is why you see on page 2, I start off by talking about what does that mean. So as you know, the board's discussion related to the public's payback for the water meter project has centered around a 36-month or a 3-year cost. And again, we're talking about roughly $900 per unit. And that was because the use of the water reserve for the meter project would have exhausted the reserve. And there were other needs for those funds, including the very real need to work on well 8. So including, according to our financial team, there's a nominal increase in including the water project within the bond offering because we've already done much of the work. It's a relatively small amount. I said, is it dollar for dollar? No, it's a far less amount of money. So what you see on page 2 are some billing options for you. The benefit of including the water meter within the bond program is that gives you the ability to have different payback options for the public. So the first option you see was the status quo, a 3-year payback with no interest charged to residents, and that would be an annual payment of $302 and a total cost of approximately $900. You'll then see option 2, 3, 4, and 5. And those options start with, what if you do a 10-year payback, which means a water bond for 10 years? That would be a monthly payment of $9.40. A 15-year payback drops you to a little under $7 a month. A 20-year payback, $5.74. And then finally, option 5, a 30-year payback, which is about $4.60. And I express this information to you in the report and for the members of the public, both in the monthly cost, the annual cost, and lastly, what the total interest would be. For all of these cases, I assume $3.2 million, even though our budget of $3.11 has not changed. It was easier to round it up for argument's sake. And then I know that we will end up coming in below that. Secondly, it assumes a 4.5% interest rate. Interest rates and cost of borrowing are trending lower than that. So we think, again, a second reason why actuals will come in lower than that. Item number 6 is a combination approach, and that is because we have heard from members of the public that they are interested, some people are interested in writing a one-time check for the, whether it's $880 or $890 or $900. And the combination approach says, yes, we're going to give the public the opportunity to do a one-time payment. There would be no interest assessed with that. And then secondarily, we are going to choose another option that would be utilized for the rest of the community. If you assume, just for thinking about what might that mean, if 6% of our residents take you up on that option, that's about $200,000, something like that. And those people that might be interested in that are based on a couple of things. One, a personal philosophy of wanting to avoid debt at all costs. Second, I've got the $960 in the bank and I don't mind handing it over to the town in one fell swoop rather than a month. And the third item, which is important, those are people that pretty much know they're going to be in their house for the next 8 years. Because if they're not going to be in their home for the next 8 years, if they may move within 3 years, it's very likely they're going to make the decision, let the next homeowner take on that cost. I did consult with the underwriters and our financial advisor as to whether there is any issue, even if the board would choose a 30-year payback and choose the lowest. Is there an issue because of the life of the meter and all that? They just completed 2 bond issuances for cities, and they used 30 years in those cases. So no, there's no issue that's present today if you decide to do that. I included also on page 3, just so that you would see this, where I say these charges that you have, this is in addition to the water rates. And as you know, water rate increases were approved last spring. And so I put for fiscal year 17-18, the average monthly metered water bill would be $43. I would say the water cost will be $43.19, because some of it is on a monthly bill and some of it shows up on the tax. But the total amount charged to the public is about that $43. That assumes that they use the average water use that has been the district's experience in the western side of the community where water meters are present, and that is 15 CCF, less than the about 21 CCF that we see in the remainder of the community. So the expectation is there's a lot of pretty good sized yards on the west side of town. There's swimming pools over there, and we would expect that once residents see their water bills, they'll identify water leaks, they will go through a process and modify their behavior. So the questions before you are, number one, do you wish to include it? And if so, which option do you want to choose? My recommendation to you is, if you do want to include it within the bond offering, then do a combination approach, because I really believe that there are people in the community that will wish to avoid the possibility of any interest charges. And I think if someone wants to pay us, I think we should accept their money. Your second option is to just decline it, and if so, we have the resolutions in front of you. That train is still on its track, and you can adopt that and we'll move forward with the wastewater. Or you could include a lower amount, and I have in italics down here, there's a board member that raised a really important question that's important to highlight, and that's whether 50% of the water meter costs could be funded by a bond offering. And the answer to that question is yes, that's a decision for you to make. And I believe that it reflects the desire to balance both, you know, the importance of the sufficiency of the reserves and the desire to limit borrowing. And, you know, at the end of the day, those are serious questions for you to ponder and to decide on. So I'd be happy to answer any questions should you have them.
Any questions?
The question that I have, if we roll this into the overall bond, and I'm assuming that bond is, like we were showing a couple of meetings or so ago, a 30-year bond, so we would pay back the $3.2 million over a 30-year period. And if we ask the residents, or if we decide as a board to do a 3 or 5 year payback, the residents will have been assessed their portion for those 3 years or 5 years, and then is it my understanding properly that the tax dollar, the tax roll then for those residents would drop that amount, and the town would still be paid?
And hopefully, tell me if I don't answer your question. Bonds are issued over the course of years, and what we do is give the authorization for the underwriters to be issuing bonds. Because this would involve the water enterprise, the presumption is that if you elect, and this is why I put in, not only did you ask the question, but why I put in the variety of options, should you choose a 10-year payback, then what we would bring back to you is a 10-year water infrastructure portion of the bond. That portion of the bond would be paid back in 10 years. If you choose 20 years, we will come back to you with a bond issuance for 20 years. Because if we don't align those two points, you end up with either the public carrying debt charges, which they shouldn't be doing, or the district carrying debt charges and not fairly charging the residents back. So those two numbers should be aligned.
All right, yeah, that answered my question correctly. That would be trouble figuring out how to do that. So we just have, it would be just from the town standpoint, a two-tier thing, whatever the cutoff date was, meters are paid off, our payment goes down.
That is correct. So last time you talked about wraparound financing, and that was the decision, and actually the resolution which is before you for wastewater is that what you call that wraparound financing, which provides the district a stable amount of debt service over the life of the bond issuance. So we took the 2012 and added it. You would not do this for the water portion for that reason. It would be 10 years or 15 or 20 or 30, whatever your choice would be that you make.
Thank you.
No, a comprehensive report. Thank you, Councilor.
I have one question, Catherine. If a longer-term borrowing
was in place, but there's a 10-year call provision within those bond documents. So if we said we're going to do this, we're going to finance it over 20 or 30 years, at 10 years, the board could say, look, we've got reserves now, we call those bonds, and we wipe out the debt at that point.
The experience that I've had with bonds, and I don't think anyone will say that they've had enough experience with bonds, but I did have, as part of closing a $80 million redevelopment agency, was that at 10 years, you can call that.
Right.
And the board could, at that decision, at that time then, make a decision with respect to what Director P said, a reduced interest charge, and reflect that on revised charges for the public. So yes, at 10 years, you are clear to pay on.
So if the town of Discovery Bay said, okay, we're going to finance this over 20 years, but in the back of our minds say, look, at 10 years, we're going to look at our reserves, and if we're healthy, then you defease those bonds.
That is correct.
And then we take it off of.
That's correct. And at 10 years.
And then that way the customer's not paying $25 or $30, $10 or $15. We can keep the monthly charge to the customer as low as possible.
You could adjust that. That's correct.
Catherine, since you showed the numbers on paper, I think it's clear.
Yes.
$518.28 in 2017.
Yes.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but do you know the cost to the public, to the residents, for this past year?
I believe it went up for a customer that had a 5,000 to 10,000 square foot lot, $135 and some cents. I forget the number of cents.
Per household.
Per household, that is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I say it went up. What was the total number, dollar figure?
It was $135 less than $518.28.
Okay, good. Thank you. I got it. Okay.
Oh, $135.46.
Even better.
Any other questions from the board?
I think we've got reserves and those things. So I can have some comments about going in this route. So.
Before we go there, is there any public comment?
If you finance it for 20 years, the first 10 years you should pay principal interest, everything down the line. So once you want to pay it off, you have maybe what, 80% of the loan to pay off? So you have to think very careful. And if I not going, I mean, not everybody can afford the money. That's the basic thing. But the board, or certain people on the board, knew for the last 5 years that water meter issue is already on the agenda, on the burner, and it's been pushed back and pushed back. So I personally feel, and it's only my personal, that there was a slight neglect of the board to make revenue held back so we could alleviate any further problems. I'm not chiding the board. I'm just saying we knew it's going to happen. We just pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. So I think we should be very careful what we get in financing. Although the plan is good, but not everybody is going to afford the money. Thank you
for your comment. Just as a comment, we understand that. The board's been wrestling with that issue now for months, is that, you know, you hit the customer with a 3-year payback and a large amount every year, or you spread it out at $5 a month. I mean, that's the issue that the board's going to have to wrestle with. And everybody is in a different economic situation. They've got, 7,000 attachments to this water system, and we have 7,000 opinions. So we're trying to wrestle with how do we come up with a consensus that will solve the that will satisfy as many customers as we can, understanding we can't satisfy them all. There's some people that write a check for $800 and be done with it. There's other people that can probably fall down if they have a check for $800. And the same thing with, why would you pay $5 a month with interest when you can pay this thing off? So we have to balance that out. We understand your
question. It's perfect, all right. We're going in a way like the contract across the fire district. Yeah. I was the guy who wanted the raise 4 years ago, $200. like a draft out of the commission and everything under there. And where we're at now, at the impasse, we don't have nothing. I agree with you, sir.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Isn't this going to be paid on the tax bill when the customer is going to be paying this through their taxes? And I'm going to pay a monthly bill on this. They're going to pay this split into two payments a year. Is that what my understanding?
If it's on the tax bill, it would be paid in the two installments.
That's right.
Maybe with your property tax bill. Property
bill. Thank you.
Any other discussion?
Is there a motion to? Yeah, I'm not done with this yet. So, first of all, we're not depleting our reserves. You know, we're depleting about 50% of our reserves for 3 years if we go 3 year program. We have over $6 million in reserves, we haven't even chosen a site for a well yet, for well eight. We're 2 years from digging a well for well eight. By the time we put the planning into it, it's at least a year and a half. We haven't even chosen a site owner yet. In that first year, we're going to get $1 million back. So reserves aren't really the issue. I think the real issue is where do we feel the threshold is for the customer, and how do we want to be fiscally responsible for our constituents' money. That's really what we're talking about. It's not about reserves. It's not about the well. It's about how we're going to ask the constituents to pay back the money. Are we going to ask them to pay interest on that money? Are we going to go with the original plan, which was, you know, break it out anywhere from, I think we had options from 2 to 5 years, and we chose 3. And that's really what the decision is. Are we going to pay interest to recoup what we could recoup in 3 years, or are we going to finance a relatively small amount of money that we have in reserves for that purpose? I personally don't. My personal philosophy is you don't borrow money if you don't have to borrow money. You don't pay interest on money that you don't have to pay.
Any other comments, opinions?
Yes, I don't disagree from a personal financial standpoint that if you have the money in the bank, go ahead and pay for it. But in the public sector, and being that this is a piece of equipment that's probably going to last about 10 years and then needs to be replaced, and actually the resident, the homeowner, is not going to pay for the replacement. They do, but they're not going to come out of their pocket all at once. They're going to build up a reserve. That's what our program's all about. I tend to think that the 10-year payback program fits into the life expectancy of the piece of equipment. It's hard to foresee exactly what might come up and why we would need the reserves if we spent $3 million up front and something happened in less than 3 years. And I would like to try and keep the cost of transferring into the meter program the least impact on the residents as possible. But I also would like to consider the ability for a resident, if they would like to pay all at once, they have that option. So I'm in favor of option number 2, a 10-year payback with the added option that we allow any homeowner that wants to pay whatever our number ends up being, the $800 fee, all at once, they can do that. And then also the added benefit of this, it's on the taxpayer roll. So they only are going to make 2 payments a year. They're already making those payments now. And so the financial impact, because the water portion, their usage of water will come down, is going to be negligible. So that's my opinion. I like the 2-year option, number 2, 10-year payback with an option to purchase all up front if you'd like.
Mr. President, if I could just chime in.
Yes.
We probably need to do some additional research. I'm not sure it impacts your decision here this evening, but we need to do some additional research with respect to putting the charge on the property tax bill. There's a nuance associated with it that we, Monica and I are just now, and that's what I've been running back and forth thinking about here. So I don't know that it impacts your decision. You could still put it in the 10-year time frame. You could still give the option, but you may have to do it in a water bill rather than on the property tax. We know for sure that if someone is delinquent in paying a water bill or a charge included in a water bill, that you can issue that to the property tax and that gets levied and gets leaned on the tax roll. So that's your security. But a monthly charge on that's only going to be paid two times a month, we've got some concerns over that. So I just want to let you know that.
How does that differ from what we're doing now with the people on the east side of town who are paying their water bill basically on the property tax?
We are currently, yeah, we different. Have two different groups. And that's why probably it is a good idea for us to consult at the staff level. One group that is on non-meter, the folks that will get the meters, are 100% on the property tax bill. Those portions, the western portion of the town that is on a meter charge, a portion of it is the monthly bill, and a portion of it is a fixed charge. It's $13.95, a fixed charge that comes on the property tax. And that's why in here I talked about what the total cost is. Wherever you assign it, it's the total cost.
It's the distinction between a service charge, with Catherine is correctly identifying, a charge that goes on your bill as part of your water meter versus a recouping of an equipment charge or a recovery of an equipment charge that we're putting on. There's a small nuance there associated with elections and that, so we'd need to think about that more. Right. We know for sure that you can put it in the water bill,
right.
Run the 10-year, run whatever, you do the combination, and then if somebody's delinquent, you can transfer it over to the property bill. And that's the only security I think you were worried about.
Right. Well, I'm also worried that if we cannot put that charge on the property tax bill and people start getting a $25 a month bill for 3 years on top of their water bill, that seems to be punishing the customer.
Well, we can thank the state for that.
I understand.
It's not on our responsibility.
But we have an opportunity to make it less.
It is the same. It is the same math, though, right? It's the same amount.
Same amount until you finance, and then we're spending more. But so I'm clear on this. Well, go ahead.
Okay,
Mr. Mayor.
So the only thing I would say is I am always in favor of choices. So if there's some that want to pay it up front, I would, well, obviously for our benefits and theirs, we would take that readily. But there are some that would like to put it off, and we give them the option. I think that's the best for the residents, and they can take their choice.
Let me ask this. If we make the decision to finance over 10 years, where's the motivation to pay it off? Why would anybody come up with $900 if you're getting, if the interest is going to be paid on it anyway?
Well,
where does it benefit you personally?
It's 11.28 if you finance it.
Yeah,
it's not 900.
Yeah. If you go 10 years,
we're going to be able to do that.
You're going to be paying $221 more.
That's correct. Yes, the extra interest charge is identified under each option.
I follow.
And those that select that option are willing to pay the money to spread the cost out, right, and keep it low.
So we're borrowing money that we're not. Well, I mean, there's a lot of assumptions made here. We don't have the time to do the research to figure out any better than that. So I don't know where we come up with 6%. I don't know where, you know, I mean, we don't really know how many people are willing to pay it back, and that's as good a guess as I have, so I can't describe that.
You're correct, I included it just for illustrative purposes only.
How do you know?
I actually did a little research on the American Fact Finder for the Census Bureau to say how often do homes turn over in the community. Generally, we've been having Realtor will probably know, some people say 6 to 10% of the homes might turn over within a community any given year, which means that over a 10-year, let's say an 8-year period, you could have 64-65% of the homes would turn over. The numbers for the members of the public, to me, the key point is 8 years. If you're not positive you're going to be in your home for 8 years, you are better off financially, at least by a penny, by doing the monthly, even though you would be paying an interest charge.
Let me ask another question, just so I may be naive to this, but so when it comes to the note, to the actual bonds that we're going to float, the original amount was $8 million, now we're going to $11 million. That extra $3 million, we are only financing over 10 years, or are we financing it over 30 years with a 10-year early buyout option on it? I mean, are the bonds set up differently?
Yes, the bonds are set up differently, and my advice is if the motion and the decision of the board is for a 10-year payback, then to also have a 10-year bond issuance for the water portion of the enterprise.
Otherwise, it gives, you know what I'm saying? Yes. I mean, it's pretty obvious to me that the board's leaning towards eight years, well, the question's answered, that's all.
Any other board questions?
I'd like to try a motion. I'd like to do staff recommendation to include the $3.2 million water meter completion project in the 2017 bond offering with a 10-year payback for the residents, and also with the option that if they desire, they could pay it in full and eliminate any interest payments.
Catherine, I'm just for confirmation, I'm confirming that the resolution attached then accomplishes that, which is 2017-02.
No, it does not.
It does not. That one, so it does have to come back then and, on the 18th.
And that's why you have within item, if you look at recommendation item number 2, that if your decision is in the affirmative to continue the matter to January 18th, direct us to return with revised resolutions to include that within the water enterprise within the bond offering.
I apologize. All I had to do is read more carefully.
So I'll change my motion to staff recommendation number 2 with the 10-year payback when staff comes back and the option to pay in full.
Is there a second?
My second.
There is a motion and a second for option number 2 with a option to pay off if the member or if the customer wishes, and to bring this matter back for conclusion of the final resolution for the bond issue.
On the 18th.
Okay. Is that the motion and second?
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
The motion passes 3-2. Moving on to item H. Manager report.
Okay.
The first manager report of the new year and the new general.
Is this thing
no
on?
No pressure.
Yes.
Yeah, no pressure. Well, first of all, I'd like to begin by saying it's been a whirlwind 2 days, but I put my nose to the grindstone and I've learned a lot of things, and I want to express my appreciation to Catherine, who's been right there with me every step of the way and educating me on many of the issues. So I just wanted to publicly state my appreciation to her for that. One of the things that I wanted to bring to your attention, Maestro, is we did have some wind damage at our wastewater plant number 2 to the solar dryer B, where we had a panel blow off from the building. We have some pictures here that we can go through. I think we have 4 of them.
Yes.
There. Kind of give you an idea that it was a section.
Is it the new building?
No.
The old building. Okay. I think the new building is B. I think the old building is... Forget it. Why would that be B? Okay. Anyway.
Okay, so at this point, we believe the repair costs are going to probably be nominal, but we did notify our insurer, the risk management, and we're just waiting for the estimate before we... if we have to kick off a claim or not. So we're hopefully it's gonna be minimal. We just take care of it within our deductible anyway or close to it, and we get the matter resolved as soon as possible. We hope to have that estimate by the end of the week, okay?
Is that facility still in operation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Did we survey the rest of the panel to see if there's any similar loose areas or with strapping or?
We will when we come out and do that.
Bernie? Thank you.
Yes, when the crew comes out to look at this, they're going to go out and look at all the panels on top and see if there's any more brackets that might have been blown off. Because we have on site, we have the panels. We just have to have somebody install them. So they'll assess, these are the older ones we put in about 10 or 12 years ago. So they'll be all assessed in it. And this is the manufacturer that's coming out as the one that's installing.
Okay, thank you.
The other thing I'd like to bring to your attention is we talked about the financing of the water meter project, but I'd like to talk about moving it forward. And so I had a meeting with all the major players today, and we're going to sign the contract for starting the project with JW Backhoe. Did I say that right?
You did.
Good. And we're going to get the notice to proceed tomorrow, hopefully, and start that process. So Monday, we hope to be doing some pre-work while we're in the notice stage to our residents, and that pre-work is going to be angle stops and things of that nature. When we're done with this meeting, we're going to look at drafting the letters and some door hangers and conducting some workshops so that we can start the actual installation on January 30th. And with that ends my report.
Well done. Good for a first report. Good news on a bad day. I did not win last night.
Yes.
No informational item, no presentations. Any directors' comments?
I have nothing. I want to recognize Director Peace for his last year's leadership in running the meetings. And thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
District Legal Counsel?
Nothing further from me this evening.
Thank you. Any subcommittee reports? Committee meetings, correspondence, public records requests, anything, nothing. Future agenda items, we'll have this item coming back on the 18th. And do I hear a motion?
Yes. Sometime in the first quarter, I'd like to, as things settle down with the water meter project and Mike gets more ensconced in what's going on, I'd like to start talking about the signage. We've discussed over the last couple of years, it's time to get that on the agenda and start moving forward. We can do this at the workshop, yeah. Forget it. Okay. We'll do it at the workshop. Which we need to talk about for a second.
The 21st, the day for the workshop?
8:30 to something, I think.
Any possibility starting that at 8? I got to leave here about 10:45. Is it okay with the rest of the board if we started at 8?
No problem.
Weekend duties, can't get away from
us. Start at 6.
No, 8 is okay.
Okay.
I will be there by 11.
It will be 8 o'clock then.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, guys.
Do I hear a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Is there a second?